بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on Sahih al-Bukhari from chapter on the book of Ar-Riqaq, the tenderness of the heart, or tendering the heart, or softening of the heart. And we have reached Hadith 448. Hadith 448. حدثنا علي بن عبد الله حدثنا سفيان قال سمعت الزهري يقول أخبرني عروة وسعيد بن المسيب عن حكيم بن حزام قال سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأعطاني، ثم سألته فأعطاني، ثم سألته فأعطاني، ثم قال إن هذا المال، وربما قال سفيان قال لحكيم إن هذا المال حضرة حلوة، فمن أخذه بطيب نفس بورك له فيه، ومن أخذه بإشراف نفس لم يبارك له فيه، وكان كالذي يأكل ولا يشبع، واليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى. In the hadith of Hakim bin Hizam رضي الله عنه, he said, I asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم for some money. I asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم for some money, and he gave me. And then again I asked him, and he gave me. And then again I asked him, and he gave me. And then he said, this wealth is like a green and sweet fruit. And whoever takes it without greed, Allah will bless it for him. But whoever takes it with greed, Allah will not bless it for him. And he will be like the one who eats but is never satisfied. And the upper giving hand is better than the lower taking him. In this hadith, there is dalil, there is evidence for the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is evidence for the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from his generosity is that whenever he was asked about something or for something, he would give it. Also in this hadith, there is evidence on the warning of having greed for wealth, and that if the person takes it out of greed or asks for it out of greed, Allah will not bless that for him. So there are two things here: asking and also asking with greed. And if a person gets it without greed, without asking, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that for him. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, ما جاءك من هذا المال, whatever comes to you from this wealth, وأنت غير مشرف ولا سائل فخذ, while you don't ask for it nor you greed for it, then take it. And as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم described the situation with the one who asks and takes it also and asks for it with greed, it's like the one who eats but never gets satisfied. Then the Prophet ﷺ made it also clear that the upper hand, which is the giving hand, is better than the lower hand, which takes the money. A question. Sometimes, concerning the books, the beneficial books, some of them are rare, such that a person may not find this available to buy and accept with his brother. Should he ask for such a book or such books? The answer is that he borrows that. Borrowing is permissible. As the Prophet ﷺ borrowed a shield from Sufwan bin Umayyah, but instead of asking him for this book. or such an item of value, he may ask to borrow it, and there is no harm. Some people, if you ask them for something, you see them pleased that you ask them. What about this? Yes, this is an exception. Meaning, if you know that if you ask someone, he will be pleased that you asked him. So, and then you go and ask him in order to please him. And you know that you don't have, he has no need for it. And even if a person has a need for it, while he knows that if he asks this person for it, he becomes pleased, then also there is no harm. The Prophet ﷺ one time entered his home and asked for food. And therefore a food was brought to him afterwards. But then he said, I didn't see the pot on fire. Meaning the one containing the meat. They said, O Messenger of Allah, this is meat, a meat charity sent to us, or sent to us as a charity. That was a charity given to Barira. And he said, upon here it's a charity, and for us it is a gift. So if we know the one being asked is pleased, so therefore it is in his interest, and it is not in the interest of the one who asks. Meaning that the purpose is to cause displeasure for the person who loves to be or is pleased to be asked. So this is from the exceptions to this matter. Allah Ta'ala A'la wa A'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.